Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Almon. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kearney for a passed ball. Hairston moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachioruk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burrows moves to third. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Skinner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Burrows scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Lopez steals third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kearney for a passed ball. Skinner moves to third. Law moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skinner scores. Law moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Law scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Law reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Tom Paciorek now playing left field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman fires to first and has Henderson trapped. There's the throw to Dibzinski, who tags Henderson for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Almon reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy throws the ball into Lopez, who tags Baines trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Skinner scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burrows is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hancock. Baines reaches second base with a double. Squires moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker is walked intentionally. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 4 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Squires scores. Baines moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.